MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions. I'm chatting with Nadine Chetty-Khan, research analyst at Private Clients by Old Mutual Wealth. Nadine, appreciate the time. Alphabet, which of course is YouTube and a couple of others, Waymo and some others, spending huge on capital expenditures, $75 billion this year. It's concerning a lot of people, but there's a lot into it. The first is, in a recent note you put out, this isn't the first time they've spent big. I mean, Maps, Android, I mean, even Waymo, even YouTube, which at the time was a hugely expensive deal, but has worked incredibly well. Google does big bets for the long term.
Yes, thank you, Simon, for having me. So you're right on that. I mean, with the parent company of Google, Alphabet, is planning to spend $75 billion. This mostly is focused on artificial intelligence and cloud infrastructure. Now, that's a 43% increase on top of a 63% increase the year before. According to its CEO, this capital is being directed towards servers, data centers, and network infrastructure. And like you've just alluded to, you know, it's worth noting that this isn't entirely new ground for Alphabet. If you go back to the early 2000s, the company's capital expenditure was primarily about supporting its search engine. Back then, they opened their first data center in Mountain View in 2003. Mm-hmm. And over time, that infrastructure has become the backbone, not just of Google Search, but of its fast-growing cloud business. Today's investment waves feels like just a natural extension of that long-term strategy. And I guess, you know, everyone's asking, so is Alphabet overdoing it? We don't think so. The company's CapEx history just shows a consistent pattern of placing long-term bets on future technology. Whether it's, like you mentioned, Android or YouTube, Alphabet has repeatedly taken the long-term view. Now, I was just about to say, you know, these investments have paid off. I mean, YouTube now brings in over $30 billion annually and reaches more than 2 billion users. This now contributes about 10% of Alphabet's revenue. Another example is Google Maps. It's just, you know, initially it was viewed as a non-core product, and now it's embedded into daily lives for millions of users.
Absolutely. And I mean, YouTube, I think what they paid $1.6 billion for, which at the time was a big number, but pales into it. This really is, and it's AI, and Google is, Alphabet, is really saying AI is going to be at the heart of pretty much everything, certainly everything within the Alphabet stable. But they really are saying that AI is going to be everywhere, and they want to be a player on it on all different levels.
Yes. I mean, controversy sparked earlier in the years when they were compared to China's DeepSeek, European players like Mistral. They are releasing AI models that are commercially viable, achieving near-peer AI performance, but at low investment levels. Now, unlike these peers, Alphabet isn't just trying to build the best AI models. It's pursuing what they call a full-stack approach, developing and integrating AI across all of its platforms and services as it evolves for an AI-driven internet. A few examples, I mean, just to YouTube, AI is empowering personalized recommendations, new creator tools, contributing to stronger engagement. Alphabet says that the AI-optimized campaigns are delivering 17% higher returns on ad spend. And now when you layer that on with a 2 billion monthly active users who see about a billion daily video views, I mean, that's significant grounds for monetization.
Yeah, and I mean, YouTube is more screen time than Netflix. I suppose part of it is that these returns are going to take a bit of time to materialize. If we look at Android, if we look at YouTube, and even Maps, some of those big spendings from the early 2000s, they took some time. Shareholders need to be patient, but there is a good history for that patience being paid off.
Yes. And, you know, the surge in spending isn't expected to be permanent. As the supply chain settles and infrastructure scales, CapEx should eventually normalize. Mm-hmm. And even if AI demand doesn't ramp up as quickly as expected, the nice thing about Alphabet's investments in data centers and infrastructure is that it can serve a variety of use cases, affording it the flexibility to switch its AI infrastructure and serve different needs.
And 75 billion is a big number. But in the note you pointed out, and I was unaware it was this much, their cash flow is humongously strong. 40 billion average over the last decade. I mean, 75 is a big number, but they really can actually afford it.
Yes. I mean, that free cash flow number that you've mentioned is just after capital expenditure. And that's strong firepower. It's allowed it to find significant initiatives without putting its balance sheet under pressure. And I mean, the numbers tell the narrative. If you're looking on its return invested capital, it's averaged 19.3% since 2003. This is well above the company's cost of capital. So far, I mean, the strategy looks both ambitious but financially disciplined.
Absolutely. You mentioned DeepSeek from China. There's Mistral from France. As you said, they're optimizing for cost and speed. They are, I suppose, a player in the space, but this isn't necessarily a one size fits all, or either, for that matter, there's only going to be one winner. DeepSeek and Mistral can have a place in this AI future, while as does Google and Gemini.
Totally agree with that. I mean, these challenges are important, especially for developers, startups, government efforts that are looking for open source flexibility and cost efficiency. I mean, one can even make the argument that they could commoditize parts of the AI stack similar to Linux did for software infrastructure. But again, Alphabet is not just making a model. It's got a longer term play. And it's trying to defend its sort of dominant position in search by making the investments for now an AI-driven internet.
We'll leave it there. Nadine Chetty Khan, research analyst at Private Wealth, Private Clients by Old Mutual Wealth. Appreciate the time.
This podcast is brought to you by StanLib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions.